The convergence. Substantially, the convergence can be described this way. The matrix, the generic matrix K, as K tends to infinity, I introduce this term substantially. I will explain what substantially means for me in this case to a triangular upper triangular form with the main entries, the entries lying on the main diagonal equal to the eigenvalues. The matrices, more in detail, the matrices QK of the sequence converge to the identity, and the matrices LK, RK converge to the matrix T. What does it mean substantially? I have to remark that it is not correct to say that this sequence converges in the proper term of convergence. The correct statement would be this. You find it here. Correct statement would be the following. There are phase matrices S, K exist. Phase matrices means diagonal and unitary at the same time, such that the following sequence converges in the proper meaning of the term convergence. The limit of SKH K minus 1, not K, AKS K minus 1 is equal to this triangular matrix having these properties. So this matrix has the desired eigenvalues on the main diagonal. Why? The contribution of these matrix phase matrices does not appear on the main diagonal. These are diagonal and unitary. So over the diagonal, I have here one number and here the inverse of that number. So I have again the eigenvalue lambda sub I. While under F0, this is sure, In the strictly upper triangular part, I have no real convergence, but I have a substantial convergence, because if I drop off the contribution due to this phase matrices, I would have a constant matrix, but here I have, say, a certain number, say, alpha ij, multiplied by S k minus 1 I conjugated and S j k minus 1. So the modulus is the same, but the numbers are different. But this is not dramatic, because I am interested in the number of the limit matrix along the diagonal. And here I have a real convergence. Quindi convergenza sostanziale alla fine significa convergenza sulla diagonale, perché non c'è niente da fare. Da dove vengono, secondo voi, queste matrici di fase? Perché ce l'abbiamo fra i piedi? Perché QR factor realization is not unique. It is unique apart from phase matrices. So each step I can factorize the current matrix in infinitely many ways. And each of these ways produces a different phase matrix. This is a disturbing feature. So we will perform the proof of the convergence, simplifying it in a simpler but different way, different from the proof you will find in the file, but shorter and simpler. We will assume, this is not true, no, we will assume that the QR factorization is unique. So we will prove the convergence result ignoring the presence of phase matrices. In this case, it is not very complicated. The proof can be concluded in half the time. The hypothesis, the assumptions. First of all, we assume that the matrix is invertible. Then that A is diagonalizable. So A can be written as X D, the inverse of X. The inverse of X, we will call it Y. Then we will assume, this is a strange assumption, but it is important, Y can be decomposed, factorized as LU. Factorization of Y exists. Y equal to LU. An assumption on the modeling of the eigenvalues. All eigenvalues distinct in modulus. This is a strong assumption. It resembles, but it is, in this case it is stronger. The analogous assumption we needed in the case for the convergence of the power method. Okay, that's all for the assumptions. Under this assumption, we will prove that I write this thesis. The shortest possible way. QK converges to I, RK converges to T, and K converges to T, where T is a triangle, etc. The proof, the convergence theorem, the proof can be made in several ways. The clearest way to prove the convergence is to the proof exploits and compares two substantially equal QR factorizations of A to the power k. This is an exponent. Cioè l'illustrazione sfrutta due modi diversi che però noi facciamo finta che siamo uguali, sono sostanzialmente uguali, nel senso che di mezzo ci sarebbero le matrici di fase, ma noi non le vogliamo fra i piedi. Factor QR factorization of the same matrix, which is the kth power of A. Remark the presence also in this method of the powers, as in the power method of the matrix or the assigned matrix. The first way to factorize this matrix is to use the spectral decomposition. We know that A is x d y power k x d power k y. It is immediate. Another way to factorize the matrix is to observe that this power can also be written as the product in the right order of all the Q matrices involved in the sequence, in the various factorizations, until the last, by the half matrices in Reynolds order from the last to the first. This is true, we will see for the first two or three matrices it can be checked by induction. If I see that the power can be expressed in this way, the product of the Q's is a unitary matrix, while the product of the triangular R is a triangular matrix again. Quindi ho davanti una factorizzazione QR. I have a QR factorization. So, I had told this 2 minutes ago. The problem at this point is that not necessarily equating the QR factorization of this with this QR factorization, we have the same factors because phase matrices are involved. But we, how do we behave? We behave as this phase matrices would all be equal to the identity. Why this? In the file, the product of the first Q, the first KQ is called HK, and the product of the first KR in reverse order is called UK. For instance, for k equal to 1, it is trivial, because in that case, we would have only one q this here, and only one r here. So we would simply prove that a but this is H1 and this is Q1. For the square of the matrix, you write it as A by A. A is Q1 1. Here you have Q, again Q1 1, but this is A2, R1, Q1, reversed, is A2. So Q1, A2, R1. But from the unitary similarity between A1 and A2, we know that we have that A2 is equal to the right order was this: Q1H A over A1. So if we substitute, we find that we have A Q1. No, this is not necessary. I'm making the same. Here it is sufficient to substitute Q2 for R2. A2 is factorized as Q2 R2, so we have here the matrix H2. It is possible, in a similar way, to prove this. I write here in terms of A, A, and A. Well, first step, I have here an explicit QR factorization of this matrix. This matrix, written this way, I will manipulate this formula, complicating it, with the aim to obtain a Q factor by an R triangular factor. We start from X. X as any matrix as a QR factorization. This is the Q and the R of the QR factorization of the matrix of eigenvectors X. It always exists. D. For Y, we have assumed that Y can be written as L by U. Now, this is the central point for the convergence of all. I write I write written as d to the minus k by d to the k, to the power k. Sorry, it is here. Between L and E. Okay? This is the symmetric. L, here I put the inverse of D to K by D to K to the power K by the last factor, which was U. Well, give a look to this matrix. In this matrix, something happens like the convergence behavior of the power method, because dk l d minus k, the entry of indices I and j, due to the fact that these are diagonal matrices, is lambda I to the power k L B J by lambda J to the power minus K, which is lambda I J multiplied by lambda I over lambda J to the power K. But L is lower triangular. L is the L factor of an LU factorization. So the non-zero entries are those in the lower triangular part of this matrix. And in the lower triangular part, the index I is strictly less than the index j. So here I have two eigenvalues. Their ratio in modulus is less than one, because I have supposed that they were ordered. These ratios, queste frazioni in modulo, sono minori, sono, they are strictly lower, because we have here strict inequalities. The consequence is, when I is strictly less than j, that is in the strictly lower triangular part, when k goes to infinity, these numbers, the entries of this matrix, goes to zero.
Sì. Ma è il contrario di quello che dici,
perché
il minore è maggiore della funzione.
Let us check. There is an error is here. In the lower part, I have I strictly larger, strictly greater than j. So this is true. This is true. This was wrong, but now it is right. What does it mean? It simply means that this matrix tends to what? Over I have anyway zero. Under, in the lower triangular part, I have zero in the limits. And along the main diagonal, I have lambda I over lambda I. L sub I is one, because in the case of LU factorization, the main entries of L all equals one. So this matrix, the product of these three terms, converges to the identity matrix. Well, the very important fact for the convergence is simply this. Like in the case of the power matrix, this matrix converges to the identity due to the ordering with the strict inequalities of the eigenvalues in modulus. Now we have to exploit this fact in order of finding AQR factorization of this matrix, which will be compared to this QR factorization. Well, this is not exactly a QR factorization, because this is Q, this is R, upper triangular, but also this is R. And here I have a matrix converging to the identity. Here I have a diagonal matrix. So let us mix the role of these matrices. Now, the next step will be just find another QR factorization. As a consequence of the convergence of this, I will be able to write Q R. Yeah, I can write the limit, the identity matrix, Q matrix, call it AK, converging to the zero matrix. This is another way of writing this matrix, T to the power K, U. Now, we multiply R by this matrix by these two. And after, we want to push the R factors towards the left of the expression. So we put here R. Here we have to put the inverse of R. Are we ready? Not yet, but it is sufficient to factorize QR this center matrix, the matrix in the middle. Okay, always write this matrix as PK unitary and by T triangle. Now we are almost ready for comparing the two factorization. Now we have Q unit. PK TK upper triangular, R upper triangular, DK which is diagonal, which is also upper triangular, and U upper triangular. So here we have a triangular, and here we have a unitary. Moreover, since this matrix converges to the identity matrix, then P and T, K and TK, have both to converge to the Q for continuity, to the QR factors of the identity of the limit. So PK converges also to I, and TK also converges to I. Let us put all together. Now we know that this must be, slightly incorrect, as I explained to you before, if the QR factorization, since we have this factorization is equal to hk by uk. Now we slightly incorrectly say that this is equal to h, and this other matrix is equal to u. Really, phase matrices would be involved, but we decide to drop them off. Yes. Yes. The missing step maybe was this. I have write this matrix as the limit identity plus an infinitesimal matrix in K. I can write this as the product of some unitary P and some triangle T, depending. Okay, since this converges to I, for continuity, these two matrices must converge to the QR factorization of the limit. I is I by I. So K must converge. This is true under the assumption of uniqueness of the QR factorization, which is not true. But if we did this choice, we are coherent, we have all uniqueness. The only difference is to put inside most of these formulas in some position, in the right position, phase matrices. But the presence of phase matrices does not affect the convergence over the diagonal of T, which is the most important fact. So, the final steps. We state that this is equal to H, and this is equal to U. But how can the generic QK, used in as K, be written in terms of matrices H, HK? H, just remember, H was defined as Q1, Q2, Q k. So the product of the first k minus 1 is, by definition, h k minus 1. So we can write k as the inverse of this, which is unitary, so the inverse is the Hermitian, by H. Okay. Now we use this equality. I write it again here. We state that H is equal to Q by P with the right indices. Q by P. So here we have the conjugate transpose of Q P K minus 1, yes, and here Q P K. Let us expand. And find that QH, Q, A, the identity, this is Q. The answer, does it converge? Yes, because this and this are two matrices of the same sequence converge to the identity. So Q, the generic factor, Q factor of the matrices in the sequence, Q converges to the identity. In the same way, you can find it is sufficient to replace, for the same reason, I can write here, I said, how can Q, K can be written, etc. I can also how can F, RK be written in terms of the matrices. I have here the H, here I have U. U was, UK was RK, regress order. The product of these matrices is by definition UK minus 1. So here I have that RK is UK by UK minus 1, the inverse, U is triangular. Here I have that UK is equal to this matrix here. I substitute, it's a bit longer, but not too much. UK is DK, D to the power K, U. The inverse of the same matrix with index k minus 1. The inverse of d to the k to the power k minus 1 is 1 minus d. The inverse of r, the inverse of t with the index k minus 1. You see that U and its inverse disappear. D by the right exponent is k minus k is 1, so only D is left. R, I minus 1, they don't vanish. Tk, k minus 1, inverse. This is the explicit expression for this matrix. The same question as before. Does it converge? Yes. The index k appears only here, here, and here, and both these matrices converge to the identity. So, matrices, the sequence of the triangular matrices converge to T infinity, which is the identity, R, D, R minus 1. Then, the limit is this. How this matrix is made? Upper diagonal, upper, so it is upper diagonal. I don't care about the values that are in the strictly upper triangular part of the diagonal. Instead, this is important, on the diagonal. Here, I have that the matrix D gives lambda sub I. And I have RII divided by RII. This is the property of the inverses of triangular matrices. They are also triangular, and on the main diagonal, we have the inverses of the main entries of the given matrix. So the convergence has been proved. Q converges to the identity Y. RK converges to something, to matrix, I'm calling it T, having upper triangular, having on the layer, not the eigenvalues. As a consequence, since AK is Q, K by K, all these converges to Kernel matrix T. Well, we'll stop here. There is a not too long, but we'll continue next week on Thursday. Next Thursday, we'll have Professor Ligi. Next week, I will see you on Tuesday. We will finish in half an hour the necessary remarks regarding the case, the second case, that some of the assumptions, starting from the property, the bounds on the moduli of the eigenvalues, are not satisfied. Okay. Resta il fatto, diciamo, che questo è il metodo, lo abbiamo lasciato per ultimo, ma è quello più usato, quello più generale, e quindi è implementato nella maggior parte dei software numerici che trattano problemi agli autovalori di carattere generale. Ok.